Ez a sztárság valódi és leendő sztárokkal, és mindennel, amit látni, hallani és csinálni kell. Már is mutatom, mi lesz ma.
A sztárság mai műsorának főszereplője egy világhírű amerikai basszusgitáros énekes, aki korábban dolgozott már együtt Presser Gáborral is, most pedig kifejezetten a sztárság kedvéért érkezett Magyarországra, ő Fernando Sanders. Mielőtt a Detroitban született Fernando Sanderssel beszélgetnénk, még néhány koncertprogram a közeli napokra. Funk és soul zenét játszó, kiváló olasz együttes a Fort Venti lép föl ma este 7 órától az A38 pesti estető teraszán.
Schon mal bereit zeigen, was es heißt zu feiern, wenn der Funk euch in die Köpfe steigt, gestatten wir. Die Kapelle aus dem Süden, wenn wir fertig sind mit Spielen, gehen die anderen heim zum Üben, bitte nehmt es uns nicht übel. Hau ganz ist ihr Programm, denn wir sagen, wir wollen in den ersten Reihen nur mehr Frauen haben, da kann keiner klagen. Ihr werdet schon verstehen, euch vergeht, ihr hören und sehen, ihr könnt euch mit zum Ruf bewegen. Der Beat rollt prall daher wie Dolly Bastos Dekolleté, und der Bass ist tief gelegt, den geht in ihrem Wörthersee, Wörthersee. In euren Beinen und den Hüften werden Schwung bewegen, und den Boden brennt wie Lüften. An dem Sound, dass jede Schraube locker sitzt. Unser Chef ist Ingenieur und schwört, dass das so besser ist. So läuft die Scheiße heiße Tiefe, da steht ne Erklärung, warum unsere Tracks nur im Hirn brennen wie näher.
Saudis burn in der Süden brennt. Girls go dirty, Fraternity Band. Unser Sound schiebt und setzt den Trend. Hallen fangen Feuer, wenn meine Band bangt. The Saudis burn in der Süden brennt. Girls go dirty, Fraternity Band. Unser Sound schiebt und setzt den Trend. Feuer, meine Band bangt. The sound is burning, the Süden brennt. Girls go dirty, the Fanny Band. Und es auch schiebt und setzt den Trend. Fallen fangen Feuer, wenn meine Band bangt. The sound is burning, the Süden brennt. Girls go dirty, the Fanny Band. Und es auch schiebt und setzt den Trend. Fallen fangen Feuer, meine Band bangt.
És ha már a hajón járunk, jöjjön még két program előzetes ugyanonnan. Az amerikai szupersztár Jojo Major mellett a Roy és Adam Trio ad koncertet a nyár utolsó napján, 31-én, szerdán este 8-tól.
A portól, a sorstól lecsúszva mélyen, nem csak a nadrág volt. Nevettünk is a viccen, a spiccen, mert ott voltál a spiccen. És visszhangzott jó párszor az, hogy így csinálja a nap meg a hold.
vagy nekem, mint a zsáknak a volt. Nagy büszkeség, pár szégyen volt is volt. Az egyikünk meg csak a másik kell, az élet tele érvekkel, hát így volna. Mentél az idegeimre, a néha elhagytál. Vagy hosszan a hajamat húztad, a pofon sem húztad meg. Együtt tanultuk a leckét, de jól megetettük a medvét. Hoztuk az összes pózon. Arra gondoltál, mihez kezdtél volna, kicsókolnál. Másik hangon szólnék hozzád, hogy ébredj fel. Megvakarnám a hátat, ha kéred még egyszer. Lapozz vissza a múltba, nagy könyvben meg voltunk írva. Vagy nekem, mint a zsáknak a folt. Nagy büszkeség, pár szégyen volt is volt. Az egyikünknek csak a másik kell, az élet tele érve kell. Hát így volnánk a szellemmel.
Jövő pénteken, szeptember 2-án este pedig Németh Jucék hangulatos alternatív retro popja búcsúztatja a nyarat az A38 tetőteraszán. You can continue, you can carry on. Remember to add yourself before you're done. Are who we are, don't need to change a thing. Our generation really lives a dream. Name something that you cannot achieve. Parents have given all theirs to give. They were ambitious just like we are. But they weren't born under the same stars. You can continue, you can carry on. Just add yourself before you. No one you have trampled on. I hope you'll be proud.
within you, you can carry on. Just help yourself before you're gone.
Fernando Sanders, a név nem ismeretlen a zenész világban otthonosan mozgók között, viszont azoknak is rémlik valami, akik csak a tévés zenei műsorokat nézik. Fernando fia nemrég az egyik hazai tehetségkutató versenyben tűnt fel a színpadon. Hát igen, volt kitől tanulnia. Fernando Sanders legújabb lemezén olyan világsztárok működnek közre, mint például Lou Reed, Marianne Faithfull, Susan Vega és Jan Hammer. És most itt van velünk, csak a Sztársáv kedvéért utazott Budapestre, hogy új lemezéről, a Plant a Seed-ről játsszon néhány dalt.
Yeah. is a share to be, to see, to understand each other, to love one another. I give to you the same.
Welcome in the Hungarian studio. You came from a very long distance to get to Hungary, or not?
Well, in a certain way. It was New York first, and then I've been in the Czech Republic, then I came here. Yeah.
What did you do in the Czech Republic?
I was there recording my album. I decided to complete my album there. Yeah. I started in New York, then I went to Switzerland. And then I decided I wanted to be somewhere. I didn't want to be any big cities. I didn't want to be like Italy or Spain, or I wanted something quiet. So anyway, to make it short, I was doing a lot of shows. I started promoting my solo project, and then I started doing projects in the Czech Republic and Spain. And my projects start picking up, and I start feeling, and I start meeting musicians in this area. And I wanted to put these kind of folklore musicians.
Did you know anybody in Czech Republic? Or
I had some friends. I knew some musicians and some agency that I was working with that was booking me. And I just like the energy. I liked over here too, you know, because I've been here a lot. I've been as a Margaret, I've been here with Lou Reed and Marianne Faithfull, different people. I've been doing concerts here.
There's a guy who's very important in your life, mm-hmm. called Jan Hammer.
Yes.
Who's originally coming from the Czech Republic, yeah?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So was he the one who...
It was kind of when I started.
Inspire you to go in there.
It kind of inspired me because when I started coming to the Czech Republic, I started having the familiar feelings of what happened. I stayed with Jan Hammer for 6 months in his house when learning his music, and his wife was Ivana, and they were speaking Czech all the time. So I started getting used to it. So, but then when I came over here, I felt something already familiar, and then I met. Then I was working with Lou Reed a lot, and then I met the ex-president Havel there, I felt comfortable, and I like Europe.
Is it important for you to be known apart from America, actually in Europe?
I would be lying to say it's not. Yes, you want to be known, but that's not why I came. I was following where I feel good. Yeah, because in reality,
you're feeling good
over
here?
Yeah, I'm in Europe. Yeah, I like Europe. If I was going by where I should be in New York. But sometimes that's not the place. It's where you feel good, right?
Yeah, and you're talking about your new album, which is in my hand, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what you were working on?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Brand new, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What should we know about this one?
Well, the title track is called Plant a Seed, the name of the CD. And just to make it short, I wrote that song because my father had passed away. And when he passed away, I was trying to figure out what was going on, and I didn't have time to figure it out when he passed away because I was busy. But once the tour, once the tour was over, then I started thinking about things, and so a very simple idea came on my mind that the parents are the trees, you know.
Yeah.
And then the trees grow and they have leaves, which are the children, and they pass away and we become the trees. And that's what this is all about, planting seeds.
Is it dedicated to
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just planting seeds in general, losing things, it doesn't mean it's the end. You can make a new beginning. Or sometimes things that you have done years ago flourish, right?
Definitely. Yeah. And you made a video mm-hmm. for this song too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything special?
Yes, and that's what's really strange about that too. I'm telling you, all this is very strange because I met the guy in Ostrava, and he's French, but he was a student.
an international team.
Yeah, so for some reason, everyone is in Ostrava, walking around Czech Republic, I don't know why. And his name is Guillaume. And we, I saw his work, and it was just a little picture. I don't need to see much. It was just like a little, I said, wow, I want you to do something. And so we start working on it, and he starts sending me ideas, 1 second, 2 seconds, and he just had the vision. You know, it's really the combination of both made the song come alive. You know,
it's a very interesting vision, and we would like to see that too. Yeah, so we're gonna watch it right now.
Okay, great.
Seasons are changing, the leaves are changing colors. It's part of life, color. That's the way the life goes. Now all your friends are running at an all-time low. You don't know which way or which way to go, but you keep it going. There's a fire in the street, people lost and confused, running around on the muse. That's the way the life goes. Now the pigs and hens seem to all disappear as more and more problems seem to appear. Isn't it what's all about? Plant a seed, it will blossom, become a tree, grow leaves, but the leaves will one day die. Isn't that what it's all about? Plant a seed, it will blossom, become a tree, grow leaves. But the tree will one day die. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what it's all about? Don't know where to go, but they go, but they keep going, but there's nowhere to go. I think a man lost his boat, lost his home, lost his friends. They don't know which way to go, but they keep going. And I was a lady with 5 kids, no food, no roof, no home, no place, nowhere to go. But if you put a little faith in God, He's standing by you. Plant a seed, it will blossom, become a tree, grow leaves. But the leaves will one day die. Isn't that what it's all about? Plant a seed, it will blossom, become a tree, grow leaves. But the tree will one day die. Isn't that what it's all about? Plant a seed, it will blossom, become a tree, grow leaves. But the tree will one day die. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what it's all about? Plant a seed, it will blossom, become a tree, grow leaves. But the tree will one day die. Isn't that what it's all about?
Isn't that what it's all about?
You actually have many connections to Hungary. First of all, we know you because of your son.
Yeah.
Also, his mother, yeah?
Mm-hmm. More probably him than, but we're good friends. So
yeah, how did you get to know her?
I met her in New York through a musician friend that we both knew, and then we met and we tried to work out something. And
you work out something. Are you satisfied by the seed you planted?
My son, yes, yeah. Sometimes.
How do you like the thing what he's doing?
I really like what he's doing, and I'm really surprised, and I didn't know that he was that determined, you know, because to go into the music world is not that easy, and he knows that I worked really hard, a lot of people think that because I know Gabor Presser. People think
that was the other connection. Yeah,
he did this. He did it himself.
That's an interesting story, actually. How did you get to know him?
Gabor Presser.
Yeah.
Well, we have the same doctor in New York, Laszlo Rasagi, and I was going to him for.
So you're visiting a Hungarian doctor.
Yeah, my Hungarian who loves music. It's a funny office. His office has guitars, because he probably wanted to be a musician.
So while you were waiting for the doctor, you started to play together.
Well, not that, but he became a fan. He was a fan of mine. The doctor, he's a funny doctor. He loves musicians, so he's Peter Gabriel, all these people. So one day, his friend Gabor Presser, he said, I think Fernando Saunders should co-produce a record with you. And then we got together, and then Gabor started his record in Hungary. Then he came to Budapest. Then he came to New York, and I put musicians together. Did co-produce some of the record with him, and then the record was very successful over here. They filmed
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They made a film of it. Yeah, so.
Just go back to your son. How did he started playing music?
Well, because it's kind of like, you know.
Were you the one who teach him?
Yeah, well, yeah, in a way, he was. We weren't, unfortunately, not together all the time because me and the mother. But he was surrounded by it all the time. He was watching me. He was going to concerts I was doing. When he was little, I used to hold him and work with my studio stuff. And then he was touching the instruments. But he was athletic, too, as well, you know, sports, you know. So, but definitely he. The music, yeah. My family background is a big music. On my mother's side, is everybody sings.
You told me
the
one
gospel,
thing.
Gospel, you know.
Really?
Yeah, we have church.
So that's where you're coming from.
Yeah, we have two uncles that have churches, preachers, even pastors. Yeah, I'm from.
About your dad?
Oh, my dad.
He's a musician too.
No, he was not. He was a musician, but really strange about him, he was a poet in a way, not writing as a poet, but he used to tell me these things all the time from these. Stories that he used to hear when he was younger from older people, and he used to tell me these, like he used to make up a story. Once a time there was a man who played the bass and da-da-da-da-da-da. So eventually it started, like they say, the kids are not listening to the parents, but you are in a way, you know, and when you get older, you start realizing what they said to you, you know. So he was a big influence with me as far as how I write lyrics. And how
of
I look
course.
At life, yeah.
And I can see this influence on your son too.
Yeah. It's
because there's
down.
Some similarity between your music, the kind of music you play, and the kind of music what he likes or played to us. But you told me a secret before we started the interview that music wasn't the reason for him to come to Hungary.
Oh yeah. He came here. He was working on music before he came here. We were working on projects, but he came here really to play soccer.
Is he a good sucker?
Very, very good. Like, really, really, yeah, really, really amazing, yeah, actually.
Are you proud of him?
Yeah. Yeah, completely, you know. And one thing I like about, one thing I was lucky about, I didn't get to spend as much time as I with him, as I would like to have spent with him, but we are some people are connected, you know. So when I did see him, it was like yesterday, you know. As he got older, we got a little separate a little bit, which is, this is good. To me, you, my feeling is that you teach, you give your kids what you, your children what you can give them, and then the rest of the day is like a bird, you let it fly.
Yes.
Your dreams are my dreams. In your eyes I see a place I've never seen before. An ocean full of love, desire. Your dreams are my dreams. In your eyes I see a place I've never seen before. You make me feel like a queen. You show me places I never seen. Signal in the sky pointing towards you, so don't stop. So don't stop. Yeah. Your dreams are my dream. In your eyes I see a place I've never seen before. An ocean full of love, desire. Your dreams are my dreams. In your eyes I see a place I've never seen before. You make me feel like a queen. You show me places I never seen. Signals in the sky pointing towards you, so don't stop. So don't stop. Yeah.
Places I never seen. Signals in the sky pointing towards you.
Album is like you started your own career, mm-hmm. not behind somebody, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Is that what you really want, or you
yeah.
it was just a discover?
Well, it was kind of hard because everybody wanted to keep me in their band.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though everyone I was working with, they said, "Wow, you should be singing, you should do your own music." But meanwhile,
yeah, but you are the one who decided.
Yeah, but I was kind of loyal, you know the word loyal.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll do this for you, and then I said, okay, you probably need me. I'm that kind of person, so I stayed longer. But eventually, then I got to the point where I said, I got to do this now. It's time. It's enough of this. I love Lou Reed. I love Mary Faithfull. I love Eric Clapton. All these things and these people, and I've been really thankful.
And Susan Vega.
And I'm really thankful for this, but. I felt it was time, and they, even though they were telling me, seriously, like even when I was working with Lou, he would let me sing a couple of songs in this show. Mary Faithfull would let me, because they really wanted to, they knew that to keep me happy, let me have this. And it was good, because and then it took a while to step out. The reason why I came over to Europe, too, I had to get away from everything to really think about, do I really want to do this?
Are you going to continue?
Yeah, because that was a big, it's hard to decide. Do you want to? You're going to give up the first-class airplanes, five-star hotels, you know, Lear jets.
Definitely not.
And I
wish you all of that.
Yeah.
And good luck to your career.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And thank you. Okay.
Senorita plays a guitar, dancing across the floor. As she dances across the floor, eyes on you. Senorita plays a guitar, hey, all for you, girl. Senorita plays the guitar, dancing across the floor. As she dances across the floor, eyes are on you. Senorita plays the guitar, hey, all for you, girl. Senorita plays a guitar, dancing across the floor. As she dances across the floor, eyes on you. Senorita plays a guitar, hey, all for you, girl. I don't know where I'm going.
Ez volt a Sztársáv, jövő héten ismét jövünk új és régi együttesekkel.
Should be cherished day to day. Open your hearts, look around, take off those frowns. A smile can feed a poor man's heart, give him strength to carry on. In our voice, we'll find ourselves just in despair. Do you ever feel like crying? I feel like dying. There's no denying, but you keep on trying. Ever feel like crying? Feel like dying? There's no denying, but you keep on trying. Do you ever feel like crying? Crying? Feel like crying? Ooh.
Egy izgalmas küzdelembe? Ki mer állni 10 vetélytársal szemben? Bírja idegekkel az utolsó pillanatig? Ha talpon marad, milliókat nyerhet. Játsszon velünk! Hívja most a 061-759-5959-es telefonszámot, vagy jelentkezzen a vetélkedőkukac.mtv.hu e-mail címen. Hamarosan találkozunk.
az agyafurt amerikai csaló, akit Sakál álnéven ismernek, áttette székhelyét Nyugat-Európába.
Az egyik 19.
Mindig megkapom a nőktől, amit én akarok.
A másik egy híján 20.
Én számítok a város donuánjának. Percek alatt kiütlek a nyerekből.
Na de mennyi a nő?
Kinek előbb sikerül kihúzni a pénzt a nőből, az nyer.
Michael Caine, Steve Martin, a Riviera vadorzói. Ma 21 órakor az M1-en. Zsuzsa idei arénabeli koncertjének második részét láthatják. Ma 23 óra 5 perckor az M1-en.
Annó, miről mesélt a filmhíradó, és miről nem? A 20. század magyar történelme, ahogy a mozinézők láthatták. Annó, mesél a filmhíradó. Holnap délután az M1-en.
Milyen kályhája van a kedves doktor úrnak? Mit szólna egy békebeli minőségű termokokshoz?
Jöjjön el egyszer hozzánk uzsonnára, mi úgyis összejárunk termokoksz kályha tulajdonosok.
Ön doktor Gró Mihály?
Igen.
Az a Gró Mihály, aki nem akarja, hogy termokoksz kályhája legyen?
Jelenetek Örkény István írásai alapján. Az ember melegségre vágyik. Esztergályos Károly filmje. Kedden 21 órakor az M1-en.
El vagyok teljesen tévedve.
És pedig hova?
Hova lehet menni, ahol nem vagyok eltévedve?
Talán haza.
A Kandi kamera úttörője.
Csókolom, ugye milyen csúnya elsős idő van?
Maga tetéz.
A szavak mágusa.
Maga most először mondana valami valótlan, férfiasan.
Hogy hívják a Lenin körülbelül a 10 év múlva?
Nem tudom.
Nem bízik a rendszerbe vezető alakba, Lenin körül.
Az akkori társadalom görbetükre.
Csinos ember vagyok? Azt azért nem lehet mondani.
Sándor György. El vagyok tévedve. Szerdán 20 óra 5 perckor az M1-en. A svédek szinte már hazajárnak Budapestre, hiszen az előző selejtező sorozatokban rendre találkoztunk velük, és mi tagadás nem sok örömet okoztak nekünk. Pénteken azonban jó védekezéssel, Ibrahimovic semlegesítésével, okos támadójátékkal valahogy meg kell szerezni a 3 pontot. Magyarország, Svédország. Pénteken 19 óra 30 perckor élőben az M1-en és a Magyar Rádióban.
Gyűjtse a jó pontokat a Metro áruházakban történő vásárlásaival, és váltsa be őket az 50%-os kedvezményekre október 27-éig. További információért látogassa meg a www.dormeo.hu/metro oldalt.
Az akciós bónusz számla 7 díja ingyenes, havi 150 ezer forint átutalás beérkezésével. Részletek a 0640 5040 50-en. Unicredit Bank. Legújabb ajánlatunk. Már havi 50 ezer forint átutalás beérkezésével kedvezményesen elérhető én számlacsomagunk. Érdeklődjön fiókjainkban.